I gotta stop because there's nobody else in the world who has any type of status that has freakouts the way that I have freakouts.
Consistently.
And this one wasn't my fault. This guy fucking really pushed me, man.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, king of things, as always with the international superstar Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
Morning, buddy. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Feeling nice. I don't want to bring it to the show every time I have a freak out, but I just had a freak out. I was only going to be 4 minutes late, and the shit got real just now. Shit just got real. I'll tell you right now. Let me introduce our guests. First of all, you guys might know them and love them from the Doped Up and Dying podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Dylan Negri is here.
Hey, what's up, boys?
You know,
gang,
Dylan.
Gang.
DC Williams is here.
Yo, shout out to y'all.
And Kevin Sanchez is here.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Hell yeah, doggies.
What'd you do? Who'd you fight this time? Parking? It was a car thing. Had to be a car thing.
It's a car thing.
Yeah, I knew it.
Sometimes you got to smack the shit out of people when you're on that.
I didn't smack the shit out of anybody. It was...
What did she do?
Dougie, I'm trying to fucking be a better person. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. Especially like now that I'm getting like, you know, more known in comedy. And like just like random people will like bump into me.
You got to soften those edges.
I got recognized so much. I get recognized at the airport. This past weekend, just in Detroit, like nonstop. The gift shop at the hotel. Yeah. Fucking, it was... the weed store, I went in there. The guy taking care of me was a fan. And I'm like, all right, I got to stop because there's nobody else in the world who has any type of status that has freakouts the way that I have freakouts.
Consistently.
And this one wasn't my fault. This guy fucking really pushed me, man. This guy really fucking...
Lewis, it's never your fault.
You relapse on anger?
I relapse on anger.
Okay, but is it you? Or are you like Sean Penn in the 90s and it came looking for you a lot?
It's just, I feel like it's a demon that's always sitting on my shoulder that's just there. And it's
like
ready.
Customer service is your 90s paparazzi.
This wasn't even customer service for me. It was a customer service person. It was an Uber driver, but it wasn't. I drove myself today. I still got into a fight with an Uber driver somehow.
In your own car?
Let me tell you what happened. So I hit up Shannon. I'm running on time. I'm running basically on time today. I'm like 2 minutes early. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Look at me. This new late time is starting good. I feel good about it.
12's been good, I've heard.
12's been good.
I've heard.
12's been great, dude. Guests
comics
like coming
it.
More yeah. at that time. I'm a little more relaxed. There's just less traffic. Instead of it being like an hour and for 15 sure. minutes, it's like a 45, 50 minute drive, right?
Yeah.
Not that bad. So as I'm getting downtown, I guess it was an accident or something. It just, the traffic starts to pile up a little bit downtown. So now I'm running 5 minutes late, and that's just like, it starts to tickle me. The anxiety starts to just fucking I feel it a little prickly all over. I'm like, ugh. You know, I call Shannon. Shannon could hear it in my voice. Shannon, could you tell that I was a little flustered and frustrated?
Yes, because I can tell when I'm going over the stories that you're not listening to me.
I'm not listening. I didn't hear a single thing you said, Shannon. I have no idea what the stories are today.
Yeah, I could tell.
Shannon calls me every morning to go over the stories, and we sort of talk out what I'm interested in, what I'm not interested in. Good producer. But today I was not there. I was kind of flustered. That was fine. So I finally, I roll up, right, and I'm about to pay for parking on the corner. And I go to get out, and I'm putting it on my phone. I'm walking, or I turn the corner, and I see a spot is open on the right-hand side. It's alternate side of the road parking. So you could park on this side, and it's just completely open. And I was like, oh, shit, free spot. Fuck yeah, I didn't even hit send yet. I was like, lucky day. I could be another 30 seconds late. Who gives a shit? So I run back to my car. I go to get in my car. I come in. I'm waiting on the red light. I see a red fucking car pull into the spot. I'm like, ugh! No!
That'll do it, though. That'll do it.
I'm triggered! So I'm mad, and I'm like, oh, you motherfucker, right?
I was seeing red. Car!
So then I pulled back out of the spot. So then I go to get out again. I open the thing again, and then I see a woman getting out of the car with like an old lady and like groceries and stuff. I'm like, oh, it's an Uber. Sweet. They're not. So I go, I was like, are you staying there? And the woman goes, no, it's just my Uber. I'm leaving. So I'm like, sweet. So I run back. This is all happening now. Now I'm like 8 minutes late.
You're just running back and
now
forth.
I'm, yes.
Your car.
Now I'm like 8 minutes
You're
late.
You're at the door of Gas Digital. Wait.
So I run back to the car. I get to the car. I pull up behind the
guy. By the way, between Lewis and the car, someone has watched Lewis go back and forth holding his phone going, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Just through frame.
I'm dead ass. Dude, I'm just back and forth to my car. So then I pull behind the fucking car, and then the woman gets done. She's all gone. So he's waiting there for like, you know, like I give it like 30 seconds or so, and I give a little toot. Not an aggressive toot. You know, when you're honking a horn, there's a language of the horn. You know, bup.
Excuse me.
Just bup. Hey, just so you know, I'm behind you, bro. So you know.
Yeah, that's your attention, please.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Nothing.
Oh, ignored you.
Bup, bup.
Double toot.
Double toot. You got to give him a double toot sometimes. Maybe you hear it, right? Nothing. 30 seconds.
Here comes a long one.
Beep. Nothing crazy. I know he heard that one. He's doing nothing. Oh, then I go, beep, beep. Nothing. Then I get out of the car. Okay. I go up to the window, right, and it's a black guy, mm-hmm. and I was like, hey man, I'm gonna pull into the spot.
I wanted to play guess that race.
Yeah, well, you know what he was gonna be. You didn't have to guess the race. You know exactly what it was gonna be. So I walk up. I was like, hey man, are you leaving? I was like, I want to pull into the spot, and he goes, no. And then he takes a sip of an orange juice.
Oh, that is infuriating.
And I'm like, okay. And I was like, no, but you, I was like, you're an Uber driver. You just dropped her off. You're leaving. He was like, yeah, I'm just going to sit here waiting for another ride.
Nah.
If that was me, I would have called another Uber to make him leave down the block. And like called him, get the fuck out of here.
No, but so then I was like, you're not waiting here. Don't lie. I was like, you're going to fucking leave. I was like, don't bullshit me. And then he just like ignores me, takes a sip of his orange juice again.
Ah, sweet vitamin C.
So then I get in my car. I roll it back through the light, park it back on the side that I have to pay for, right? I fucking pay for it. I'm like, fucking motherfucking piece of shit. I turn the corner. He's pulling out and driving down the street.
That's infuriating.
Please tell me you chased.
Of course I chased him. Of course. What do you think? I didn't chase him? Obviously I chased him.
Do you know who the fuck I am?
I'm wearing Bert Kreischer flip-flops. Okay,
Jesus
I chased
Christ,
him in flip-flops.
Bro.
And I'm like,
Hubble flex.
And I'm look, I don't fucking, I'm not a fast runner at all, but I was like, dude, if that hits that red light, I was like, I'm doing something, right? So, of course, he stops at the red light, right? I see him, right? And I'm like, yeah. And I stand right in front of the car. And I could tell he's just like, he's not ready for this fucking war. So then I didn't know. There was a garbage can on the side of the street. So I came over to him and I took the garbage can.
No.
And I just emptied the entire thing on the hood of his car.
That's not a real story.
I swear to God.
I was going to say, thank God you didn't have a coffee.
That's crazy.
I was going to say, thank God you didn't have a coffee. Or else you would have thrown it on.
No. I took the entire garbage can and I emptied it onto the hood of his car.
I'm not going to lie. I agree with that move only because the sip of the orange juice twice
is a little pretentious.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Pushing
doggy.
It over the edge, bro.
No, I don't give a fuck. And then I literally had to run back to my car because he knew where I was parked. And I literally did this. For the fifth time, I had to move my car and I came around the block and I parked it. So that's why I was 17 minutes late.
Just so I have rage. Damn, man.
Yeah, dude, the dollar pizza guy watching you us all go down saw a fucking movie this morning.
I mean, like, honestly, the problem is somebody's going to catch this shit on camera. I got a real ass podcast shirt on. I'm like, ah!
They're literally holding the thing over your head like Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Bro, you're on Reddit right now. You know,
Louis, right? Maybe you running down the street with Bert Kreischer flip flops, yeah, trying to beat up people is the most Puerto Rican thing in the world,
yeah,
dude.
I wasn't trying to beat him up. I was like, I didn't know what to do. Honestly, it was the garbage can on the corner, like the big metal ones, but it was opened and it was pulled out. The smaller can was
so you
pulled
got the
out.
Plastic. So that's the same.
Yeah, it was just perfect. It was like God put it there for me because I didn't know what I was going to do. Honestly, I'm lucky because there could have been like a brick or something bad, and I could have just like I was in the moment of like
something happened. heavy.
I needed to inconvenience him as much as I was inconvenienced.
Yes.
But if in the moment I could have done something worse, and I'm glad it was simply just trash.
And that's progress. Yeah. Because you probably would have thrown a brick.
And it was like, it was like cartoon trash. Wait, it was like fish bones and fucking apple cores. Banana peels. Yeah, dude.
A cat.
Jesus. So after you throw it was
all food from Miss Lily's and shit.
Yeah, it was.
After you throw the trash on his car, are you running away?
Yeah, he ran back to the
jogged
car.
Away.
Oh shit, my girlfriend's in the chat.
Again, I told you to get on medication, Lewis.
Jesus.
I promised I wouldn't have these incidents anymore. Around you. You're not here. Yeah. You're off traveling the world. What are you going to do?
I'm sorry to ask, are you on medication for like rage or anything?
No. Is there medication for rage?
My girlfriend's actively trying to get me. Yeah. My girlfriend's trying to get me medication for like burst outs like this.
Yeah, it's like anxiety medication.
Yeah. Well, stop being a wigger. Great with that. That's like a side effect. Is you just
hey guys, I hate music. I hate
do you
music.
Feel like you're always counting? You strike me. I don't know you that well, but you strike me as the type of guy that's always counting down to one. Before, like even right now, like, I'm talking to another person. I'm smiling. I'm hanging out with people. Like,
well, here's the thing. I didn't walk in angry because I was satisfied with throwing trash on the hood of his car.
Yeah,
that was good enough for me.
Did he yell at you?
No, he knew just to fucking drive away.
Yeah. At that point. He accepted defeat.
At that point, yeah, what was he gonna do? Yeah,
and he knew he was being a dick, though.
He was being a fucking cunt, dude. No, it was the cuntiest thing ever.
Yeah.
Him just drive, literally, I turned the corner and him driving away, it was nuts, dude.
You know you're on a dash cam, right?
Maybe.
All these Uber drivers.
Facing this way.
Real ass pocket is Louis J. Gomez dash cam.
If that's a crime, then fucking
that's the greatest promotion.
Is that a crime? Is it a crime to throw garbage in somebody's
car? That's a New York misdemeanor. Probably. That's like a trap.
Shannon, edit.
That's your edit now?
Damn, fuck yeah.
It's probably on a dash cam. Maybe.
Oh, I can't wait.
Has anyone ever sent you? You got footage from the deli.
No.
No?
We don't talk about the deli anymore.
Oh,
it's fine.
Okay. Sorry.
It's fine.
You never got caught.
What did I just fucking say? We don't talk about the deli anymore.
Does that work for me?
Yeah, I have a lot of rage, and I'm trying to fix it.
Yeah. What's your move? What's your move to calm down? I know you listen to the song that you play on rap sometimes in the intro.
Sometimes I'll go 3-2-1, 1-2-3. What the heck is bothering me?
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Yeah.
That
was from Seinfeld. Was that from Seinfeld? I believe an ex-girlfriend taught me that. What'd you say?
Family matters.
Wow.
Yeah, you're thinking of Serenity Now. Serenity Now.
Yeah, dude. No, honestly, my chick literally hates it when I get fucking crazy like that. Yeah. So I can't do it around her, her most of the time. But now she's on the road, so I'm just fucking walking around like a lunatic.
When I was in Florida getting my ID, I freaked out at the DMV. They wouldn't let me take the test.
They made you put Caucasian?
I was like, dude, what the fuck, man? No, I had to take an hour test to get my license back because it was suspended. And I got to the place at 4:30, and they were like, yeah, it takes an hour to do the test. And I was like, well, all right, I'll do it. They're like, no, it takes an hour. We close at 5. Yeah. And I started arguing. I started just like asking for people's like names and stuff. And the cop comes over to me. He's like, dude, we're going to escort you off like premises.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's pulling me and I'm like just screaming and screaming. And I turn to the cop and I go, what's your name and badge number? I don't see your name. He goes, who? I go, you motherfucker.
No, it was like that Adam Costello skit.
It was an Asian cop.
His name was who?
His name, it was spelled H-U. And he goes, no, it's who. And I just go,
here's my partner, what?
Yeah. I just accepted defeat. I had to leave immediately.
But it's also, when you and I have rage, it's a majorly different thing. Like you having a rage, like it's.
I don't have the mask that you have.
Well, it looks like a fucking whiny.
Yes.
Fucking.
I look like I'm having a tantrum.
Yeah, you look like you're about to tell him that you don't know who my dad is.
Yeah. Do you even understand what?
For me, it's like it seems like I'm going to shoot you.
When Lewis gets mad, it looks like Disturbed is going to play. When you get mad, it's like when I was a young boy. My father.
Nah, this dude almost got us killed the other day.
I do wild shit.
Yeah, so sometimes we just came from training with you, right?
Oh yeah.
Last week. And some dude was on some fucking e-bike and zoomed past Dylan, almost hit him. I'm like, all right, no one died. Everyone's good. Dylan goes, the light's turning red. The guy goes, turns around, goes, what you said? I smacked fire at you. Wasn't even black, Puerto Rican, that's what you saw. Okay. Right? So my man is Dylan's like, first he goes, bro, the light was turning red.
That's on you.
The guy goes, I smacked fire at you. Now he has a helmet. I'm like, he's gonna headbutt Dylan.
Right. Yeah. Oh, he was in Dylan's face.
He was in Dylan's face.
Yeah.
And then he starts digging in his pocket.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, we're going to die now. Bro.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm like,
Dylan's got his hands behind his back going, do something.
Yeah, like,
do something.
Mad call. I'm like, I got my boys here.
Always forgets he can't fight.
Bro, yeah. And I'm like, I touch this guy. I don't touch people. Right? I touch his hand. I'm like, yo, bro. Just please keep stop. Walking. Just go. I'm tired, bro. We just fucking. You punched me in the face that day.
I did.
Right? So, I'm not trying to have this fight, bro. And you're a crazy person. You got to stop doing that shit.
I'm trying to get on medication. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, bro. Because this outburst is bad, bro.
What is the medication for rage? But it'll probably just make you docile.
It's for anxiety and you're probably bipolar because you have a quick trigger. So it's for like anxiety and.
We gotta stop diagnosing people, bro. That shit is annoying.
Why? Because you just got falsely diagnosed.
I got falsely diagnosed. Diagnosed by a therapist the other, not false. I don't know. He could be right, but off the fucking exam, this dude was like, you have the worst case of anxiety I've ever seen. You're clearly depressed. I'm like, he was like, you need to get on medication. I said, bro, this is the first session. This is the fucking.
Isn't that crazy, bro?
Yo, bro. And then he was like, I won't. He goes, a therapist won't touch you with a 10-foot pole. Neither would I unless you get on medication.
Who's your therapist? The Grinch?
That's the weird thing. I don't like that. Have you ever been to therapy, Lewis?
Or any I'm in therapy currently.
Okay, so I went to therapy. I just started going, right? And the first session, I'm telling her about, she's asking me about drug use and my anxiety, whatever, all this type of shit. And immediately, she recommended me to a psychiatrist so fast. I'm like, what is the fucking kickback?
What am I doing wrong?
Shit? No. How much are you getting from the fucking psychiatrist that's pushing pills that you guys always refer them immediately? Yeah.
I like me as I am to a certain degree. I mean, look, obviously, I don't like fucking outbursts. You know, I've calmed it down for the most part. There's just certain times where I fucking see red and then I just fucking go for it and it's fucking, and I gotta fix myself. I'm gonna end up getting arrested or getting killed and that's the problem, ultimately.
You're gonna be good.
Maybe, we'll see. I made it 41 years, but I do have to fucking fix myself. Like,
if you get killed throwing garbage, it will be funny. Because he'll get shot with the garbage can over his head.
No.
The shit drops on his head.
Yeah, dude. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Mango for supporting our show. Mango is incredible. You guys, we've talked about dick pills forever on this show. Mango is unique in that they combine three FDA-approved ingredients, the same active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra, oxytocin, which is also known as the love hormone, and L-arginine to increase blood flow, which achieves optimal performance. These things really work, Zach. You chew them up, you pop them right in. 30, 40 minutes later, you got a hard fucking dick. You pleasure your girl better than she's ever been pleasured before.
And all the sex aside, Lewis, what I'm hearing on the street, does it have a delicious mango flavor?
Dude, they taste like little mango candies. Honestly, I'm keto right now, so the fact that I get to cheat and have a little mango candy once in a while and get my dick hard, bonus. They're individually packaged for on the go, and it's all done online. You don't have to go to the doctor and have a conversation. You have your doctor visit on the internet, and they ship them right to your door in discreet packaging. It is a great system. They truly work. They're absolutely incredible. Try Mango for yourself at a discount. The website is mangorx.com, and when you check out, use the promo code GAS15. And you're going to save 15% off your first order. Once again, that's mangorx.com, promo code GAS15 for 15% off. All right, where were we? let's do some plugs real quick, and then let's get into our show. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. What do you guys plug? Obviously, your podcast, Dope to Be Dying. Anything else you guys are plugging?
No, just guys, go follow me at Dylan J. Negri on all platforms, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all that dumb shit. But guys, seriously, go follow at Doped Up Comedy. Go on YouTube right now. We had Zach on the podcast. Zach's one of our best episodes. So guys, go watch Zach's episode of Doped Up Comedy on all platforms that you can watch or listen to podcasts.
DC. Follow me online, DC Williams Comedy, July 27th, next show at The Stand. And we'll be at 7th Street this week, Thursday.
Yeah.
Kevin Sanchez Valid on Instagram, Kevin Sanchez ENT on Twitter. Again, like, subscribe, and follow on YouTube and all the platforms.
July 27th, The Stand.
Hell yeah. Shannon, can you suspend Luis J. Gomez on the chat just until the end of the show?
Oh, so what happened?
Oh, boy.
It's my girlfriend. She signed into my account.
Oh! I thought someone was pretending to be you.
It's crazy. Chill. It's Kev's own account.
Shannon, real quick, while you're doing that, if you could bring up the shirt, my new t-shirt I just posted. Hey, just follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. Check out Zach Migos Midnight Spook Show Fridays at midnight. Bye, guys, with Ian Finance Thursdays. And I got a bunch of dates coming up, but I'll be mostly in the city in the next few weeks.
Yeah, some.
Shannon, did you get that shirt?
It's loading. Sorry.
Sorry, Lou.
That's going slow.
Oh, please. In the meantime, yeah. Go to lewisofskanks.com. I got a few dates coming up. The Legion of Skanks going on the road together.
Oh, hell yeah.
Our first ever theater run. Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, Wilbur Theater, and Foxwoods Casino. 3 nights in a row. New England. Come out, support. It's going to be live stand-up, live podcast. It's going to be a ton of fun. Austin's coming up the first week of September. I got Chicago coming up. I'm really taking it easy until the new year. Planning a new tour starting in January, going all over the country, Canada, a few other places internationally. So look out for those dates soon. And if you guys want to... If you guys want to get on standby for Mine and Dave's special taping, email legionofskanks@gmail.com. That's sold out, but yeah, you can get on standby. We are going to need extra people sort of waiting in the wake in the wakes to just in case we need seat fillers. You'll be able to get in, maybe standing room if you come on the standby list. So
we'll be there to hang out. That.
Rebecca, I'm on air. I'm going to call you back in an hour.
There's my new t-shirt up on merchengine.com. I'm very proud of it.
Zach, you rule.
That shit should have been flying off the shelves during Friday, yo.
So, yeah, head out. I'm very proud of it, and I think I want to see those other shows.
Yo, is that a ring? Is that a tip of the dip?
Yeah. All the brand new t-shirts and merch over at merchengine.com. Make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital, the new GasDigital.com. Use the promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial, get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here at the network. Real Ass Podcast, we do 2 shows a week that go out to iTunes and YouTube and everywhere else, but there's a 3rd show we do every week that's exclusive to Gas Digital, so make sure you guys subscribe, get the 3rd show every week, plus all of the other member benefits, including access to the Racist Live Chat, which is a ton of fun.
They don't know about that name.
Let's see. CM in the Racist Live Chat says, Dylan needs to discover suicide.
Okay. I've tried, bro. Jesus it's not Christ, possible. Dude.
Perez says, what the fuck is wrong with Doldo's hair?
Yeah.
I cut it myself.
It's not even it's racist. Like, it's like just personal.
It's Josh, like Q&A.
Josh, I wish that was your answer to the last question.
Josh Brown. Slowly, you're going to win them over slowly but surely.
It's going to happen. It's all right. Yeah, it's all right. We're going to figure thing. It out.
You're fine. Dylan's figuring it out. Dylan's hustling. He's fucking out there doing shit for himself. Dylan might have a fight at Skankfest. It's not official.
Yeah.
You came on prematurely. You're supposed to come on to announce a fight, but I don't know if we should be announcing this fight yet.
We want to hold it off. Maybe.
Because it's not official yet. So here's the thing. Officially fight. All right. So here's what's going on with Skankfest and the fights. Okay.
Yep.
And that's why Rebecca's calling me right now, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
As I'm trying right now, we have all these fights booked. There's a bunch of fights
fights.
We have great fights, and I'm holding off on announcing them because there's a chance the fight at Skankfest won't happen. There's a chance the commission does not approve the proposal. There's a handful of red tape in the way that we have to just sort of get over and hurdles that we have to get over right now. So I'm waiting. It looks good right now. It seems good. It's just nothing signed. It's not official. So I don't want to start fucking announcing fights and getting everyone excited about it and then it not happen. Here's what I'm saying. I have already spoken with Jason Ellis. Me and Ellis, regardless, whether or not these fights happen at Skankfest or not, me and him are starting another event, another big fighting / comedy event, right? Where it's similar to Ellis Mania, but much more focused on comedians fighting each other, influencers fighting each other. So you get a few big fights on the top of the card, but then some other stuff like the dog collar stuff and the blindfolded fights and the crazy shit. And doing it in jurisdictions where they don't give us a ton of red tape. Like Vegas is very difficult, but there's other cities we can do it in. So me and him have talked about it. We want to do this event regardless, right?
But you want to do it legit.
Yeah, legit. It'll be its own event. And we're going to do this a couple times a year no matter what, regardless of whether or not this happens at Skankfest. So where we're at right now is if this happens at Skankfest, I'm fighting Butterly at Skankfest. We have a bunch of other fights booked. If it doesn't happen, what we'd likely do is that event would happen, I'd say within a month of Skankfest, that event would happen in place of it with the fights that were supposed to happen at Skankfest.
Also at Vegas?
No, another city.
Oh, okay.
If we don't do the fights at Skankfest, what we'll likely do at Skankfest, like we did in Brooklyn, is pro wrestling, arm wrestling matches, with ass slap fights with hot chicks, you know, sock wrestling, all the fun shit that we can do that we don't need a boxing commission to be involved in.
I
want to
be the ref at the ass slap.
That's fine.
Kevin.
So that
is... He's Dominican. He can't be in sock wrestling.
So, I mean, what I'll say, though, Dylan, you do have a fight. You and somebody else in our world have agreed to fight each other.
It's a good fight.
And honestly,
we got to hold it off?
I think we can announce it because the reality is, I'm pretty sure, even if it doesn't happen at Skankfest,
it's happening.
It's going to happen regardless.
You guys should do a boxer's dude. Just be like, hey, I spoke to my people. I'm waiting on him. He's being pussy.
Send the contract. Yes. Send the fucking contract.
Actually, I think the person that Dylan is boxing is actually in the live chat right now.
Yeah?
Ooh. Hell yeah. In fact, he can call in. If he wants to call in, 573-GAS-LINE.
Send the contract. Yeah. Send the contract.
I would love to hear from him. Or Shannon, maybe you call him. You know his
or
number.
Her. Who knows? come on. I know that's all you want. I saw your finger go for it. Come on, Lewis.
I did look at it. But then I stopped myself.
I saw that finger twitch.
Well, I was going to give you a gun. So the gun clock is if you say a joke that's almost funny, just so you guys know. That's what that is. It's almost funny. Like, oh, shit. Somebody said something before, and I don't remember what it was, but that's why I gave a gun clock, and you guys didn't know what it was.
We got two gun clocks.
I asked if you went to therapy, and you cocked the gun. I was like, what? This guy's wild, bro.
Shannon, do you know his number?
Yeah, I just texted him. And also, in the meanwhile, do you want to pick from the bowl a t-shirt winner?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you know, once a month we pick one lucky winner who gives us a review on iTunes. Is iTunes even a fucking thing anymore? We need to stop doing this.
I barely use iTunes.
Who cares?
Who's been getting these t-shirts this entire
all
time?
Spotify.
We need to do something about the YouTube channel. My special is going to be out on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/LewisJGomezComedy. That's where it will be. I'm very excited about the special that's coming along.
I heard you murdered on 7th Street.
I did pretty well. I'm doing okay.
Sorry. I heard that special going to be kind of...
I think people are going to enjoy this. Kevin, you're already here. You don't have to kiss my ass anymore. one lucky winner, whether it's a good or bad review, we give them a piece of merch.
The best are the bad reviews,
ladies and gentlemen.
You have to send them merch.
Ginbees, is that? Or Ginbees, Gunbees, Gooeybees? What is that?
It's GNBs.
GNBs.
I don't like his name. Put it
back. Gay Blind Mike?
The subject line is Goats and Beans. Five
goats
stars.
Goats and Beans, man. Go
goats
ahead.
And Beans, gay and black, whatever you want it to be.
More Goats and Beans, please. That's it.
More Goats and Beans Bazaar. He just want a free piece of merch. Hit up Shannon.
It should be from the new merch Goats engine. And Beans.
Goats and Beans. I don't get it.
Shannon, is he calling in?
I haven't heard back from him yet. I'll let you know.
I think we were talking about what they eat in Jamaica. Somebody said goats and beans, if I remember correctly.
Well, yeah. DC's Jamaican, so.
I am. He did the accent. He said goats and beans. I'm like, I definitely... The guy sounds Jamaican. The goats and beans.
Yeah, it was like we had to do it years ago. So we're just like, goats and beans, man.
Okay.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank thefreezepipe.com for being a supporter of today's show. If you guys get high, and I know you do, I'm a fucking pothead like the rest of them, and you don't want to burn your throat or lungs, well, guess what? Freeze Pipe is your answer.
So Freeze Pipe has bubblers, hand pipes. It also has dab rigs. It's absolutely incredible. They all have this freezable glycerin chamber that comes on every piece. All you got to do is put the piece with the chamber in the freezer for about an hour, and then once the smoke passes through it, it makes it icy cold. It's absolutely awesome. It's my favorite way to smoke, and it's how I've been smoking every day since we got it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys probably put ice cubes in your bong back in the day. This is taking that technology, turning it on its head. It's a great product. They support these shows. Why not have the best smoking experience possible? Just go to thefreezepipe.com. That is thefreezepipe.com. And when you check out, use the promo code WRAP for 10% off your order today. Once again, thefreezepipe.com. Use that promo code WRAP to save 10%. Okay. Where were we? All right, so whatever. I'll say it. It's going to be, ladies and gentlemen, Dylan is fighting none other than Krakimiko.
Let's go. You ready?
If his hands are anything like it,
it's the Wigger versus Wigger match. Only one Wigger must leave town.
Mm-hmm. With the belt.
one person has to give up their Wiggerdom at the end of it.
If his hands are anything like his bars, bro, they're weak. So we're good.
Wow.
Talk that shit, man.
Yo, where do they win?
You gotta make dope.
Don't you ever
good.
Fucking And you were going to touch the gun clock, by the way.
I heard the winner gets to say the N-word at the end.
No, that's that. The N-word pass. One N-word pass to be presented.
Mm-hmm. I like this.
As a ceremonial certificate.
If I win, I'll go up on stage and I'll do a set.
Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Crack Amico is on the line. Crack Amico, you there?
Just like his hands disappeared.
Don't talk all that good shit. Craig Amico. Guys.
He's there. I don't know why it's not coming through.
Come on, Shannon.
He's scared.
He's busy making another Lewis-centric song.
Damn. I mean, I wouldn't talk all this shit, Dylan.
I don't know. I've never seen this.
Crack Amico's got nothing but
time. I hope he just
shoots you. Nothing but time.
I hope he's got a gun hidden in his glove.
And Crack Amico definitely has guns. 100%.
Like fucking Christoph Waltz and Django. And you just walk up to him, he shoots you right in the fucking lapel flower.
Shannon, did we got that or not?
I don't know. Actually, now I'm remembering earlier, there was a phone line issue with the cordless phone. Maybe that's it. I don't know. It's not coming through. I'm sorry.
Oh, my fucking God. Shannon, why don't you call him on speaker and I'll put him on my thing.
Okay.
And try to fix that. For the love of God, don't ever embarrass me again. Why do you guys love embarrassing me? What is it about, like...
Maybe it is the freakouts. Maybe your freakout is your power. That's a superpower.
Dude, it's just like I'm constantly being embarrassed by my goddamn team. Shannon... Are you calling him on your cell phone?
We're just going to have him like this.
Damn. No, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn shame. We have a fucking studio that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, yet none of it works.
Crack, you're giving us dead air, man. Come on. What are we doing?
He's here now.
Oh, okay. He's here now?
Yeah.
Oh, you have him on there.
Yeah.
Is he going to hear me? How's he going to hear me, Shannon?
I have it on in the room here.
Give me the phone. Go bring it over here. For the love of God, think about this. What is happening here? What?
Here he is.
That's okay. Hey, the great Crack Amico. What's up, doggy?
What's good, boys? How y'all doing, man?
Chilling, man. So, look, you took this fight, you versus Dylan. How do you feel about this?
I'm feeling pretty good. There's a little pressure because, you know, the chat is really cooking this man right now. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, they don't love him.
So I got to win. So
I got a win for chat.
For me, I'm gonna be, you know, training a little bit. Probably not gonna quit smoking cigs or anything like that.
But, well, you're not gonna quit smoking.
Fucking up that pretty little face. It's a shame, but I'll do it to him.
Wait, Craig, can we have a stipulation in our thing that we both still smoke? Because I was gonna stop, but if you're not gonna stop, I'm not gonna stop.
Buddy, you can smoke and drink and do whatever.
I'm down.
Those kind of antidepressants you do, go right ahead.
All right, cool.
Crack Amico, do you have any experience, besides the streets, do you have any experience training?
I've never really fought without a weapon before, but I fought, so
I love should be it. All right. I'm excited. Look, you're going to have, thousands of people on your side. Tens of thousands of people watching live on pay-per-view around the world. How do you predict this fight ending, Crack Amico?
Look, it's going to be quick. Like I said, I'm not going to condition too much. So I plan on watching a lot of Tyson footage. You know, he's got some reach on me. I think he's like 6'2". He says he's 6'3". I don't believe it.
Aren't you like 5'9", bro?
I think I'll end it quick. You know, he's Jewish, so...
She's doing
he's
it for Christ.
Responsible for killing my Lord and Savior. It's not in my hands anymore. It's up to God.
So. Yeah, that is true. God is with you. God is with you. Crack, how tall are you? Because he's talking shit about the height.
I am 5'10 with shoes
on. I was close. I said 5'9.
He's 5'10. And how much do you weigh?
I'm sitting at about 177 right now.
Okay. And what about you, Dill?
Fucking 185, baby.
There we go. Oh, you got to put on a little weight, Crack, or Dylan's got to come down a little bit. I'm getting very excited. As we're talking about it, this is going to be a great fight. I will tell you, get the conditioning up because you've decided, Crack and me, going to be on Team Butterly, which is, you know, we decided to put our friendship aside on this. I'm bringing Dylan under Team Rattlesnake.
And it's our friendship aside.
And I'm putting my lack of friendship aside with Dylan. And I'm allowing him to be on my team. So I'm just saying, train because I will be putting Dylan through the gauntlet. Team Rattlesnake doesn't fuck around.
Yeah, well, I know deep down you really want me to win, bro. You can't say it.
We
all know the truth. You want to see Dylan get his ass beat for real. And I'm going to do it. This is Jesus' revenge.
I love it. The Revenge for Jesus. I can't wait to hear the track. I can't wait to hear the anti-Semitic crack track.
Anti-Semitic crack.
You crack, if you don't do a rap as Hitler, you've really missed the opportunity here. All right, you're the shit. We love you, buddy. I'll see you in a few weeks.
All right, love you guys. Keep you doing. You're gay.
Fuck you, buddy. Love you.
That's going to be great. I'm very excited. Let's see. Does Shannon have any dirty photos in her phone?
She's already walking back in.
Yeah, she was on it.
I love Lewis yelling at her. Just bring me the phone. Always has a hitting me.
I'm excited for this fight.
Yeah, dude. I'm actually really excited. I mean, I'm undefeated in these fights, so it's going to be a good fight.
You're like undefeated the way Logan Paul is, bro.
I'm undefeated in these fights.
Well, I mean, well, Paco won. He won the decision. Simple as that.
No, he didn't, though.
That's the way it works.
No, he didn't. If you watch that fight, you see Alice clearly picks up my arm. Also,
I need another coffee from somebody.
Also, that fight wasn't that last minute and a half. I think Ellis has something out for me because I won that fight.
I think Ellis doesn't know who you are.
I think he does. I think you're wrong.
We'll see. We have a lot.
Shut up, Lewis.
We got a lot of time. We're going to train right after this. I'm very excited about it. We have a few other fights that are supposedly happening.
I keep hearing whispers.
Yeah, not Naeem versus Jamar. Jamar Neighbors.
And if you guys
Naeem
don't,
Ali. Jamar Neighbors is a real boxer.
If you guys don't understand,
yeah, so is Naeem though.
Yeah, those two. Okay. Yeah.
Those guys are legit boxers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yes. From Philly, yes. Which means they hit hard
in their 40s.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you guys don't know who Naeem and Jamar, that's
calloused knuckles.
And then we're looking at Harrington. Versus
is it still no?
Who do you think it is?
Dubs?
No.
Harrington got to give birth.
No, Dan.
Harrington got to drop the baby weight first.
Yeah, that's true.
No, Harrington versus Shane Torres,
Shane
who's
fights.
A great comic. Yeah, he's been training for a while, a couple years now. Big boy. So Harrington, they both agreed as well. Or I'm sorry, I'm waiting on Shane to agree. Fucking Tom Goss wants a fight. Who okay. he trains. He's a comic out of LA, the Mean Boys. He asked for a fight. Right now, it's supposed to be Paco versus Danny Dubs.
Really?
I'm going to tell you right now.
That's also
Paco
awkward.
The
way.
Other day,
Paco got
that boy, come on.
Yo, Paco's got, so Paco's got hands.
Yeah, he
Paco,
does.
Paco legitimately has hands. He's got, he got popped to his punches. Paco's also been under the radar just training since the last fight.
Yeah.
Which he didn't tell anybody about. We sparred. Yeah. He came in like popped me. I was like, whoa. Paco, what the fuck's been going on?
Yeah, watching you guys spar was interesting. Watching him turn it up on you and be like, "What? You just like, what the fuck's going on?" You hit him with a good, good
Sean
cut.
A little bit too. Malay, he can box a little bit.
Yeah,
I
he boxed
that.
At Skankfest last year.
I saw it in the ring. I was like, okay, he's throwing.
So look, there's some fights that are in the works right now. These are all some great fights.
How do you feel about Butterly?
What do you mean?
Like, are you training different for Butterly versus like, let's say Ellis? Ellis is a bigger dude than Butterly. But like, do you train the same for both of them? Does your training change?
No, my training is I'm training to be the best I could be. I'm not an athlete. I'm not good enough to change styles and to try to like watch tape on these guys and be like, oh, well, now I'm gonna adapt myself.
Know.
No, I have to be in the absolute best shape possible.
Yeah.
Best cardio possible, the best version of myself possible, and then hope that that's enough to
take you over the edge.
Yeah, and I think it is. We'll see. I love Butterly, but I also have to disconnect from like the idea of not hurting my friend.
Yeah. That's what was hard with Harrington. Like Pac, I'll be real with you.
You wanted to hurt him. Yeah.
I 100% wanted to. But Harrington, I remember pulling you aside when those talks were first happening. When I was first on Real Ass Podcast, like sitting inside here with you, being like, I don't know how to like. I can't disassociate that. And you're like, dude, you just have to get into it.
I don't know if you guys saw the documentary of Kobe. You know what I'm talking about, right? When they went to the Olympics, they brought Kobe and everyone saw no one wanted to play defense. And Kobe's like, the first thing I'm going to do
is run through Pau Gasol.
Run through Pau Gasol's chest just to establish the fact that
his
we're
former
not teammates
teammate,
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so you got to get yourself into mindset.
No, yeah, that's where it's funny. Crack is against someone that I saw at Skankfest. I was like, oh, dude, Wiggers, like, let's hang out. And then like, so it's going to be different. This one. Again, it's easier to disassociate.
You better
this
smack
one.
The shit out of him, bro. What are you talking about, bro? You better fuck this dude up. Because he's 5'9". He thinks he's going to end it in the first
bro,
round.
Bro, I'm going to eat his grandchildren. Yeah, like, I got you. Like, yeah, I'm going to eat his grandchildren.
Praise me to Allah.
Crack and Miko's going to come live on the fucking air.
I'm reading. What happens when I start doing shit? Like I'm like reading like boxing books now.
Really?
Just like just mentally be in it at all times. Like when I run, I'm like, well, I listen. I'm not reading. I'm listening. It's an audio book.
If I memorize enough information, I won't get knocked out.
But yeah, with like, dude, with fucking AI, what you can do is you can take like any book any audiobook and take a sample of somebody's voice and just turn it into an audiobook read by whoever you want it to be read by at this point.
Wait, how?
Just because you, not even, it's not chat, it's different AI programs, but you can just take a sample of any voice from like a podcast.
What? Oh, so you just,
if you wanted to like have fucking Joe Rogan read like erotica to you every night,
fire. You have Joe Rogan say, hey, Lewis, I love you. Come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Jamie, pull that out.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, but, yeah, so I'm, and one of the things they said at this book was like, it's a sport of hurting people. Or something like that. It was just, it kind of connected with me. And I was like, oh, it really is. And you have to.
Connected with me.
But you it really did. Like, it's not about just fucking playing patty cake and tapping and fucking getting points. Like, it is about hurting that person. Yeah. And I think that's a difficult thing when you're fighting. Like, I really love Butter. Like, I consider Butterly a close friend at this point. You know, me and our families have hung out. We went to a concert together. He comes to Skankfest every year. He's somebody I fucking, he's also legitimately a great dude. A great dude. So disconnecting from that and being violent.
Yeah.
Is kind of like a difficult mindset to be in, and I have to sort of get myself there. That's the only thing that's really difficult about this fight, in my opinion, because the idea, like, whenever I spar my friends, like, I'm not trying to knock you guys out.
No,
I'm
trying
to fucking, you know, I want to give you a little shot. I want to fucking make you feel a little bit. I want to make you, I want to make you stop because you quit and you're too tired, but I'm not trying to fucking flatline you, you know
what I'm
saying?
Kevin.
And honestly, my assumption is he's going to try to flatline me, and I need to try to flatline him, and that's the truth. Like, we that's what this fucking game is,
because he's thinking the same shit. He's like, he's gonna try
probably to I know. Well, and you know I'd like to think the training will sort of take care of itself, and you know, that'll be that. But it is, it's very interesting to, you know, not want to but want to hurt your friend
for sure. I think me and you in the same situation where people want to see us get knocked out. Like, we're
people really want
to see like you being the
lead. We're not in the same situation.
People really
but we'd only be sad if one of you doesn't get up.
No, I think, look,
you're trying to sneak that in there. Fuck you guys. All right,
being an underdog.
You could
just
agree, dude.
Butterly's a good guy, and I'll play the heel and I'll lean into it. I don't think that I think 98% of the people are going to be rooting against you, whereas I think 80% of the people are going to be rooting against me. So it's not exactly the same situation.
Those are pretty similar numbers.
Those are not.
It's 10% difference.
If you're grading on a curve, it's the same.
Technically. All right, let's see. Let's talk about this. What happened with Elon Musk limiting the number of tweets? What is it? Does anybody care? I'm on Twitter scrolling all the time.
I think that's good.
Nothing was limited for me.
Nah, really?
I was burning through it trying to catch it. I kept going
for a minute, and after like 2 minutes, I was like, all right, well, that's enough. Yeah. I would have never gone beyond this. So
he's already canceled. He's like, there's no limit on this.
I don't have Twitter Blue, and I'm waiting for them to make it good enough to where I want to pay for it.
Well, I keep seeing comics have Twitter Blue where now you can make some tweets or like you have to unlock them and subscribe to them, and it's always them just like promoting their podcast. Like, hey, come click on this episode. Like,
when you say Blue, you mean verified?
Yeah, you pay for it now.
You pay for it. Doesn't that make it a lot cooler to be unverified now? Because you're like, I'm not fucking paying for the check. Or
it just makes it confusing.
Cooler, not cooler. Can I tell you what happened with all Twitter? This is what happened. They changed all these rules. They implemented all this stuff. Now they're the rate limited tweets. I find myself using the platform less and less.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think young people have already been using it less and less.
Yeah. Hate it.
And I think that, like, they're doing things that are... my assumption is having users and having people be active on it and use the platform is the fucking main goal of it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, they sort of shifted it. It seems to be like, you know, they're trying to make money on Twitter Blue, and they're trying to make it so where the premium service is something that people, you know, they want to push people to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, if it's a platform that's dying and young people and the audience is less and less on it, mm-hmm. and they're making it more difficult to use,
it's not going
to
help. Exactly.
I don't think it's going to help. So I'm just using it a little bit less. Mm-hmm. I'm not more enticed to use it. If they did something on it, I'm still waiting for them to do something on it. Or I guess people are posting their whole podcasts now to it. Is that a thing people are doing?
Is it good for audio though, Twitter?
Well, no. They post a video because if you have Twitter Blue, you can post like it's like up to like 2 hours of a video.
I mean, look, maybe that's it, right? So, look, if we start, does Gas Digital have a check mark, Shannon?
No.
So go pay for a Gas Digital check mark, right? maybe start posting a few full episodes. See if it works. See if it's valuable. Mm-hmm. If it gets 10s, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100,000 hits, then there's actual tangible value, right? That's real value, you know? And if people are on Twitter and scrolling already, we talked about doing that with Instagram, with podcasts. We did it for a while. When I was doing Gomez Watches Seinfeld, I would post entire episodes to
Instagram.
To Instagram.
TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that.
You guys use Rumble or thought about using Rumble at all? It's like
a... I've used Rumble a little bit. It just doesn't have a lot of users on it. So we have the Legion of Skanks has a Rumble page. It gets like 1,000 hits an episode.
Really?
Yeah.
If it was getting not more hits than YouTube, we would simply use it. It's a simple, we want to make money. Like, this is of all course, about fucking creating shit that ideally we can make a little bit of fucking cash with. So people say that all the time. They're like, dude, you're an idiot. You don't use fucking Rumble. We're like, no, we do. And it doesn't make us any fucking cash.
It's not working for us. Yeah. You gotta find where your audience is, because like now everyone's posting, everyone's an influencer. The name of the game is finding your audience. Like, you have to find
flagging. Like, you guys' type of content on Rumble, they like support like free speech. That's like the main reason
they support the racist live chat.
Yeah. Well, the reality is, I have my own platform. I don't really need
Rumble. Let's go suck my dick, Rumble.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality. Like, I don't really need to use. We have a platform specifically for that reason. So. We'll use anything that'll get some views on it. Simple as that. The reality is YouTube is the biggest search engine.
YouTube's going
the
wrong direction.
And it converts better on YouTube. It converts better.
Yeah, it does. Okay. 1 second to just take a moment to talk about YoKratom.com, longtime supporter of the show. Marquee sponsors for all things Gas Digital. Marquee sponsors for Skankfest. Without YoKratom.com, we don't have a fucking business here, so you got to be supporting YoKratom. If you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, get it at YoKratom.com.
They have all the best strains, the best customer service, and the best deal going today. Stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, or bodegas and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60 discreetly from our friends at YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo.
That's right. Just go to YoKratom.com. Let them know that we sent you. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best possible prices. All right. Where were we? All right. So what is this? Florida lawyer charged in the U.S. after allegedly paying for sex with children in Cambodia. I was just yesterday. I watched.
You can get sex from children for free, dude. You don't even need to.
Probably
be.
Can.
I'm just saying. You there's just a need whole. To be stronger.
There's a whole. I didn't like. I didn't.
Sorry. No. It's not like. All right.
I didn't realize how often people were.
I'm with DC. What's the point of being a lawyer if you can't talk some kid into sucking your dick?
Right. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Makes no
sense. You're a terrible lawyer and a horrible pedophile.
I watched a documentary yesterday on. YouTube on my way home, and it was called, it was like Mr. Swirl.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was about a guy who, this fucking guy, he was like a pedophile. He was like in like just some like underground, like I don't know, like whatever a subreddit for pedos was or whatever. And he would post pictures of him abusing kids.
What?
And what he did was
he put a swirl filter.
He put a filter on his face that just swirled his face so you couldn't see who it was. Right? Yeah, so the FBI was like, okay. They unswirled this motherfucker.
Yeah, and they swirled his world, dude.
Yeah, and they like came up with like photos. And it was just a documentary about like hunting this guy. It was pretty interesting, and they like found the guy and fucking he ended up only getting 5.5 years in prison.
What?
Which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
And they don't expect him to survive those 5 years.
Yeah, he's gonna.
He's die. In like he's in a jail. I want to say not Cambodia, but like one of these Asian countries. And what they did was they were like following him. Like he was like a teacher in like one of these Asian countries. And you hear about it. You hear about people going to Thailand and getting like lady boys and fucking like having child sex in Thailand. And you're like. Like, what's even the first step? You can't Google it. Like, were you like, well, what? Like, how do you even go about like doing it? And then they had fucking cameras, dude, and straight up, like, it was like printed signs on like storefronts. It was like boys, young girls, really? Like straight up, like it was like sickening to the point where you're like, yo, we like go to war with countries,
yeah,
like over some fucking dumb shit. It's like, why are we not fucking like, we they're. We know that's happening. We know little boys and little girls are being fucking sold for sex.
You're going to bust in. You're going to see the head of our country.
But that is fucking crazy. I mean, if we're going to go to war for anything, like, how is that not the fucking reason?
Yeah.
I didn't realize how brazen it was in these countries. Yeah. I still thought you had to, like, know a guy who knew a guy who was going to hook you up with some child pussy.
Like, when you're trying to get coke in a bar you've never been to and you got to hook up to people.
Yeah.
And you're like, walk into a bar like...
That's fucking disgusting.
But apparently it's a fucking a really regular thing. That's
so,
fucking
so Nets Gas Digital Vacation Thailand.
Thailand Thai vacation. That's wild, dude.
Let me go.
They might pick up Natalie though.
Yeah.
Maybe. You think so?
What Shannon, so what is this story now? He's a lawyer, he's charged after paying for sex with children. What's the story here?
Yeah, so he was caught for sexually abusing kids. It was five of them under the age of 15. He served 2.5 years in Cambodian prison. But when the FBI became aware of what happened, they're now trying him here. But he paid $120 for
the full-blooded Italians.
Boy, he paid $100.
Like, oh, you fucking sicko!
$120 for what?
Mad low. For each kid, $120.
Jeez, wow,
to have sex
dude.
With the kid.
Wow.
I paid $150 for full adult Chinese women.
Earn those words. It's like, that's just like some of the victims of R. Kelly, you know what I mean? Like, their parents were like, did you see that shit that came out? Her mom was coaching her, like, sit on his lap.
Oh, the text messages.
Like, how old was she? 15?
14. Yeah, like 14.
Because, doggy, in the fucking hood, people are fucking at that age. That's
no,
just
no,
the
they
truth.
Are, but they're not giving. But imagine a mom giving her child away to someone that she doesn't
really. In the hood? Yo, she's a fucking hood rat bitch herself who was pregnant.
Most
when she was
likely.
14.
Most likely.
So
most
she's
likely,
going, like,
yeah.
Yo, this is our cash cow.
Don't fuck this up. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even fucking, like, my mom was fucking pregnant at 18. I wish it was with R. Kelly, not just some fucking pimp-ass drug dealer.
What a wild
I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass. My mom was fucking, she met my dad when she was 15 and started fucking
really?
Him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, I wish it was fucking R. Kelly.
Was he a successful drug dealer? Like, he was killing it, or?
No, he was stabbed to death. He could have been better at his job.
Was he killing it? Nah, dude, they were killing him.
He didn't
him,
scale.
Dude.
He didn't invest in protection.
He was selling drugs and getting pussy, bro.
He was like a pimp and a drug dealer, and like,
but he's young.
It was like, it's also like, damn, dude, like, how are you poor? Like, you're choosing that lifestyle. If you're choosing that lifestyle, you are choosing not to be poor. If you're gonna be poor, go work a fucking regular job.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why was my mom and my dad poor? She was a hooker.
How
he was a pimp
and
a drug.
Yo, 1,000%.
I'm dead ass. Like, what are you guys doing?
Drugs are expensive.
Well, no, drugs aren't that expensive. Heroin's not that expensive.
Yeah.
If you're selling pussy and you're a pimp and you're a drug dealer, right? How much heroin does it really take a day to get high? $50 a day, maybe?
Yeah.
Like that's got to be a ton of dope.
It's got to be.
That's got to be a lot of fucking dope.
Money, yeah.
I don't I have no idea. I'm sure there's people in there. I know there's racist people in this live chat that know the answer to this question.
Wake up! We had a question!
Wake up.
How much heroin do you need to take daily? How much cash in heroin? Because I had a buddy...
How much? Yeah.
My buddy used
budget?
To do. He didn't shoot it.
How much junk could a woodchuck junk?
he would snort it. He would get little bags. They were 20
what?
Bags, and
that's
he would
next
snort.
Level, yeah.
And I think he would maybe go through 2 20 bags a day, and he was a fucking junkie.
Yeah, I thought it was way harder to find like drugs when I was a kid.
$50
East Harlem.
Let's see. Race to Live Chat. Brick says $50 for 2 grams, 20 a gram.
That's
4 years ago.
Four years.
This man's
watching
years
the
drunk.
Market.
So you need 2. You're saying you need 2 grams a day. So, but basically $40 a day would get you going. And if you're a hooker,
and
I
that's
mean,
now.
If you have 4 customers, dude, you could feed your family.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, Mike, my mom and my dad needed to fix their shit.
I think your dad-
they could have easily gotten high and still had some fucking cashola left over.
Bricks, is that $40 now? Because we're talking, what, 20 years ago?
With inflation. That's
inflation.
80.
Yeah. Do you think they were just doing it themselves?
Hitler did nothing wrong on the Race to Live Chat says, oh. I was paying 60 a G on the West Coast.
Kanye's in the chat. Just Hitler did another one.
Speaking of which, dude, dabs in Detroit.
Fire?
Cheap.
Really?
But good. Is it good, though? Is it real flush? Is it okay?
Dabs gotten really better the last couple of years.
It's because it's so close to Canada.
85 a gram in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. In New Jersey.
You call
a dispensary.
My guy.
Mm-hmm. I got 6 grams for 50
mm-hmm.
In Detroit.
He probably fuck with you though. That's probably why they.
I got 6 grams.
No. That was just the regular like
really?
On sale. And then I got some other shit that was a little more expensive. But the most expensive ones they had there, I think, were 30 a gram, and that was like the
cheap.
Top shelf, like yeah. Primo.
You
know,
like, I get 6 grams for 80 for my person. Just
love
like,
it.
Same deal every day, every week.
Love it. Yeah, we can talk. But yeah, I mean,
so what's the heroin update?
I want to know what this guy looked like. His lawyer.
Do we have him, Shannon?
It was just some skinny white. Oh, that white.
You think he represented himself in court?
Yo, what?
He represented himself.
Oh, shit. Tim Dillon lost weight, dog.
Your Honor, I do ask that I be sentenced to juvie.
He's going to have a field day in there.
He hasn't gone to court yet. He's out on $100,000 bail under house arrest. And then he faces a charge of 30 years per child and an extra 20 years for child pornography.
Yes, yes. Damn. Then you lock that motherfucker up for good, bro.
Damn.
The fuck out of here.
Damn.
That shit is crazy.
Damn.
Teenage booty warrior.
That's fucking. That's wild. I mean, so is it
a family?
Is it an international crime? So if you go to Cambodia or wherever, and is it legal to get a child prostitute in these places?
Not in Cambodia because he also served time there, but he only served 2.5 years.
Where is it legal to get a child prostitute?
Oh no, Lewis.
Just for the argument. I'm just saying for the sake of the conversation.
Don't know, Lewis.
No, if wanted to get a child prostitute, where in the world is it legal?
Like, where's the Amsterdam of baby pussy?
Yeah.
I like how you won't Google it, but will you make Shannon Google it? Absolutely.
If I had to guess, where would it be, man? It's got to be Asia somewhere,
I say Thailand.
Yeah, I think Thailand, right? Thailand. You hear about Thailand.
Yeah. Thailand and Mexico, maybe.
Illegal, unethical.
I mean, I was able to find the highest rates of child prostitution in countries. Where is that? The first one, I have top five, Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka?
Really? Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
See, because the problem is you can't, or somebody can't. I can't go to Thailand. People are going to be like, dude, come on. Why are you going to Thailand?
Dude, realize that.
I can't go. You guys, Sri Lanka, but guys, I'm going to Sri Lanka. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Yoga?
Beautiful.
I am. Yeah. I'm learning about spirituality.
Sabbatical, something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm finding my inner child.
I don't really know anything about Sri Lanka, but I did not realize that was. All right, where else, Shannon?
Thailand, obviously.
Thailand, number two. That's off.
Brazil. Okay.
Brazil! Oh, ooh, I'm doing some jiu-jitsu!
I'm training in the forest!
I'm going to the beach! Chill! Go ahead.
And the last two are United States and Canada.
What?
Right under our nose the whole time.
I cannot believe that shit. I cannot believe a Western country is on there. That's
well, the middle
crazy.
Of the country is wild.
Well, how would
it
you?
It's the coast, bro. They dropping them off
nah,
on the coast.
Nah, it's the middle, bro.
Sure.
It's like, the middle.
I mean, I guess, like, how would... Because, like, if you want Coke... Like, you go up to somebody at a bar, and you have to, like, literally, like, start asking around, a shady character. You got to find a guy wearing his sunglasses inside and, like, be like, yeah, you know where I fuck up. Like, who do you...
Find for child pornography.
How do you ask for child pornography? First, you Google child, like, child sex.
You're done.
Sex.
That's it. You failed.
Very
you failed.
Punch it in.
What do you do?
Yeah.
No. I'm not trying to give anyone ideas here. Anyone that raised a live chat, if you guys have
you
child
have
sex...
If you have any information on this.
Please. I really want to know.
You can just walk up to a guy in the bar. You have any serious child? It's like, no,
what,
no, no.
What would you do? Like, I think
you go for regular hookers, yeah. And then once you're in with that, you go, hey, do you know anybody back. That may be...
Or you go to drag queens who read at schools.
That is true.
And they'll let you know what's popping.
That's a good one.
What they're into, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, well...
So we did it. We filmed a sketch, and we had a drag queen for the sketch, like a real drag queen.
Yeah, really?
Like, real deal.
So weird.
Like, straight up, like... And I don't know if drag queens want to be called he's or she's.
I think when they're queen. In the when they change, I think they want to be called she.
Did you notice that by Natalie in Rent? Like they just didn't update the script enough, so they kept on calling Angel a he.
A drag queen, like, and he, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
Which, like, is, to be fair, is like what they would have done in the 80s.
That's what they, 100% what they would have done in the 80s. But I think that they would have updated the script a little bit and changed all the he's to she's.
When they did it, the live TV production, I think they changed it all to she.
Yeah, I bet they did.
It'd be
really
funny if the she was obviously just, edited.
We just saw the, they were doing Rent at like a theater in Jersey, and Natalie told me about it, so I ended up taking James to go see it. It was great. Great production. Really cool. It was called the Paper Mill Playhouse. Very cool. I didn't even realize something like that existed in Jersey. It's like that whole town is centered around this theater, and like just like every night, it's like packed out with hundreds of people, and they.
But the live play, they were still calling her like he.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's really funny.
Certain characters. Yeah.
There's a character who I guess the character's a drag queen. Not it's not really supposed to be trans, right? He's supposed to be or she's supposed to be a drag queen.
It's like up for interpretation, kind
of. But I think with drag queens specifically, I don't think that they're inherently known as she. I think
they don't necessarily identify.
Yeah, I think a drag queen might like
they might live a life as a dude. And
yeah, and then when they perform, they get so I don't know if I was supposed to call this drag queen a he or she or whatever.
What'd you do?
All I know is I wouldn't. I won't say the sketch because, you know, I don't want to
spoil it,
but it should be out in a week or so. But it was me, Ari, Big J, Ian Fidance.
Fire.
But we had a bunch of kids there for the sketch too. And
whoa, from Thailand, bro.
all the kids that were like of the fans, like fans brought their kids to the sketch. But we had James, Max, and Bianca, my niece.
Yeah.
There, so they were still there when the drag queen showed up for his or her part. This drag queen, I mean, I'm talking about like 6'8", like big purple sparkly mustache, couldn't have been any, like, I'm talking about over the top, dude. And like,
they're not known for subtlety.
It's very funny. She walks in, and not in a shitty way. Like, I'm saying, I don't know.
Yeah.
She, I'll just say she. Like, because you know what? I'm not going to get in trouble for calling her a she. How about that, right?
That's true.
She walks in, right? And the kids... Dude, I shit you not. All three of them were like, "What the fuck are you?" They were like, "What?"
Also, James is the nicest kid in the world. He's like, "Monster!"
Doggy, I'm talking, these kids couldn't have been any more sudden. I was like, whoa.
Chill, doggies.
Damn.
Chill, doggies.
I was like, guys, fucking shit. And then I'm... like a woke fucking progressive. I'm like, guys, people have different lifestyles. You got to understand. You got to. But these kids just
kids
were like.
Kids make you woke.
Doggy, they were like, freak. What the fuck? Like, they were kids, you know?
Yeah.
Which, honestly, is my sister, because my sister's a friends with a bunch of drag queens. That's why she was like, that's why they want to do drag queen story hours. It's so kids don't point and go freak. And they're a little bit more used to the fact that they might run into somebody that's dressed up as a woman sometimes. So from that perspective, I understand it. And honestly, I didn't get the sense that this guy was trying to come in and molest my children. He was hired for a sketch, and he was very funny and super cool as well. And so, you know, I think that there is, like, you know, but I will say it is a very extreme thing. It's not normal.
Yeah, but
right? So if you see somebody dressed up, Zach, you get dressed up like a big freak all the time, right?
If you walk
into a room and you have your hair spiked out and you got blood,
I can't be upset when people react.
If if some kids are going like, "Oh my God, that's fucking crazy. It looks like a monster." They're not being bigoted or hateful. Like, no, you're
being kids.
You're dressing for sort of a reaction, and it is 100%. A costume, right? Yeah. It's not normal, right? To wear your big fucking 7-foot-tall like
purple mustache, sparkles in your eyes.
It's not normal. And if you do run into people, they are going to look and they're going to gawk and they're going to give you a reaction. And isn't that sort of why you're wearing that? Isn't that the reason? You know,
attention.
It's different than trans. Like, trans people, like, look, I get it. In the most woke sense, like, if there's a person who's trans and they really believe they're a woman and they see themselves and they have that in their head and they believe that, you know, no, people shouldn't point and stare and call them fucking freaks. That's, you know, we should teach our kids that.
And there's also plenty of trans people that dress very conservatively, like they were just going to work that day. There's a difference between that and somebody who's got, like, they're dressed like a fucking green bean with booty shorts on.
Wait, have you seen that video that's, like, going viral on, like, Twitter and everywhere where it's, like, a guy and a trans girl? He goes, "If you're scared to date a trans girl, just think about it. That's an extra piece for fun." Have you not seen this?
No.
It was a girl that just went on Bonfire. I'm trying to think of her name.
The one you showed me?
The one I showed you that you thought was hot.
Had a nice rack and then you showed me her cock.
Oh, yeah, dude. Super hot.
What was her name?
Emma Rose?
Super hot.
Emma Rose
video. Dude, she's made the video.
She's hot. I've seen her.
Hot as shit. But it's just a dude walking around a hotel going, "Her dick? That's not a problem."
Which, honestly, isn't it crazy? This is true progress now. Like, even like the average dude, I think the average dude, you present him a hot tranny with a dick, and he's going to go,
"Yes.
I'd let her suck my dick."
Yes.
Nah, bro.
And that's progress.
Dude, you've hit on trans women more times than
on
anyone in
accident.
This room.
Accident. Twice. Only twice.
I'm just saying, back against the wall, nobody knows you would let the hot tranny suck your dick, and I think you would.
But back against the wall.
Back against the wall.
Yeah, no. That's chest against the wall.
Face against the pillow.
Gun to your head.
Cock in your mouth. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Head against the toilet tank.
Yeah. I think most dudes at this point in time would accept head from a tranny And I think that that is true progress as a society.
No. No. Have you ever seen a woman so hot you pray to God she's trans so you
I've
have
had
a chance?
So many opportunities to do it.
No, you're hot trans. But I see a girl. You don't have more of a chance with a hot trans chick. You don't. Like
you
hot,
think
a hot trans chick?
Oh, is hotter than a tree like that.
Has
bitches.
Their pick? I'm telling you right now, dude. They fucking they can get. There are guys. There are fucking rich guys. There are fucking billionaires.
You're right.
And then if you're
imagine a hot chick with the power of rationality and logic.
Oh, dude, she's priceless.
She's a cool hang.
Yeah. No, he's convinced.
She's got a good hang.
She's got jokes.
She can beat you in 2K.
She can hang literally. All right.
Yeah, doggy. No,
she plays Madden.
If you're a hot transgendered woman, like a really actual smoking hot transgendered woman, you have so many options.
Yeah.
So many fucking options.
Except voting.
Let's see. Let's talk about this one.
There's no one on that video.
Tweet or noit. Wait, what video? Pull up the video that Dylan wanted.
I just
want to
see it.
Because Dylan's so in charge funny. Of the show now.
I just wanted to see it.
I'm on her TikTok. This is the closest thing I can find to what you're talking about.
That'll do.
Oh, she's a baddie.
Oh,
bro.
She's so hot.
You
it's
sure
not, but it's so
that?
Hot.
Trans women are
you
men.
Sure about that?
This guy.
It's all you right. sure about that?
I've seen it everywhere.
Trans women are men.
Go to the very top.
No, she's fucking. She's a smoke show, obviously. Let's see. She's also got a little pecker, which is the best. Like
yeah, dude.
Yo, are men better at being bad bitches than women?
You wouldn't let her suck your dick, dude?
Shut up, bro. You're a liar. You sold me the cock. I wouldn't, bro. I wouldn't, bro. I can't.
Bro, she's different.
She is different.
Take risks. Mini skirts. Skirts should be the size of a belt. Life short.
What's her real voice,
risks.
Though?
We all just didn't hear mouth open. Waiting for the cock.
She's hot, dude. She's hot, obviously.
Oh.
You would. And I think you're lying. I think that. I really mean 100%. That.
No, look, here's where I'm not lying, because I've accidentally hit on chairs. One sat in my lap. I told you this story, right?
I was there.
And I was like, this bitch sat in my lap. I'm like, you kind of sturdy, ain't you? Like, just, you felt heavy ass muscles before. And I was like, this chick is dense, though. Bone density was different. And then I was like, she was like, you ever had a threesome? And I was like, yeah, I have. With two girls or like two guys? I was like, with two girls. And she's like, okay. And I was like, you're a woman, right? He said, what? I said, you're a woman, right? She said, why are you so loud? I was like, you got to get up. You got to get up. And
why
are
you
away,
so loud?
Bro. That's how you answer that question. Why are you so loud?
Let's see. Racist live chat.
The ultimate interaction between a black guy and a tranny has to be, are you a woman? Why are you so loud?
I touched her ass. I touched his fucking ass. I was so
Mike H in the racist her. Live chat says, DC not letting her suck his dick is gay behavior.
Okay.
You're fucking,
he's saying I'm closeted.
Wait.
I'm just saying, DZ, there's a big difference between 1:19 p.m.
Yeah.
And 3:45 a.m.
Yeah.
And I would like to see if your constitution remains the same.
3:45.
Yeah, when the last call happens.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not even saying that I'm not looking for it. I'm just saying one that's that beautiful. Unquestionably, I would let her suck my dick. Unquestionably.
But here's the thing. I feel like it would get to the dick sucking part before you even knew that she had a dick. Like, you'd be flirting with her, talking in the bar, it's going well.
What's the furthest you ever, like, talked? Did you ever find out? You ever been, like, halfway, like, talking to someone? You're like, are you a girl? Have you ever been trying to, like, catfish? No?
No, never been catfish.
Not you're willing to admit?
You've never been on the apps?
What?
You've never been on, like, a dating app, like Hinge or Tinder or some shit like that?
Oh, and then matched with one by accident? Yeah, I have. Yeah. But that's because
don't say by accident.
No, I just go, so.
Yeah, that's why it happens. It happens to every guy.
And then you come back, like, oh, she's cute. Like, dude.
Damn.
Yeah,
dude.
It's always fat black chicks and trannies. That's what I match with.
It's really you wouldn't let a tranny suck your dick because, I don't know if you guys know this about DC, every time he shits, he comes a little bit.
Ew.
Yeah,
that's fucking disgusting. Thing.
And that's pretty gay, if you ask me.
Know that.
That's pretty rancid.
That's rancid.
That's a good word, rancid.
So, Shannon, what is, let's do the Twitter night.
Noit. That's a fun word. Damn.
Yo, are those chicks?
Oh, it's all
those chicks, Lewis.
Twit or
noit. I don't know what to do anymore.
That's a dude. That one's a dude.
She the one hips, man.
Oh, dude, this is a fun game.
All right. Who do we got, Shannon?
Okay, so this is a 20-year-old Savannah Grace is her name. And she says she's accused of doing blackface, but she just loves self-tanner.
Toy, love her. Let's go.
Here's one picture, and then we'll go to her.
Oh, no.
Nah.
That's maybe the, that's not a, that, that's a, not a great
I don't know if that's picture. Blackface. That's bad face, though, for sure. For sure, ski.
Yeah, she's...
She looked wild, bro.
She's just kind of fat.
I don't even know who she looks like.
Okay, so that she kind of matches.
Yeah.
It's the one where her faces are her faces.
Can I tell my problem with the type of chick like this? This is very often you get chicks that are like Jack Diesel, but in the off season they're fucking slobs.
Yeah, this is
not. Yeah, she's not tight. I don't like this. It's a little too thick for me.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I clapped out.
I mean, obviously I'd smash.
Not attractive, but yeah. Okay, respect.
Obviously I'd smash, but it's like, look how thick her fucking arms are. She's very sausagey. These are also the best photos of her. This is as good as she gets. These are her angles where this is as good as
you
it gets.
You ever see a...
I've never called a chick sausagey before. I'm about
to start that. That's what you call trans chicks.
Sausagey. Sausagey, bro.
She got some base, though. Like,
that's weird, because if you dip her in the water, she'll come out a different color.
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah, no, she's not tight. Like, that, I'm saying right now, when you meet her, she's going to be a fucking, what does Shane call them? Fat?
Tricksters.
Fat tricksters. Yeah, she's a fat trickster, and she's not even tricking us that well.
It's also bad, because it's like, these are the photos that she thought looked good.
Yeah, she chose these photos.
Like, you went out of your way to choose these ones.
This bitch is thick and large.
It's like that one. That one doesn't look good. Yeah.
Sturdy.
Sturdy.
She's a sturdy woman.
Sturdy. Yeah. Sturdy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, if you like.
Sturdy is what DC's people do for tests.
I love a good pun.
Yeah, if your car broke down the side of the road, she'd definitely help you push it. Like, she's strong.
She looks like the exhaust went off in her face.
She looks like Daffy Duck when she blows up in front of him.
Like, she was smoking an exploding cigar in a cartoon. Yeah, bro.
I say no, wait, not into it at all.
Yeah, not super into it, but I would clap Savannah.
I'd date her for 6 weeks.
6 weeks, that's a lot of weeks.
No, look, smashing is not the is
dating.
It's really about, is she toit or noit? You could fuck a noit chick, obviously.
Okay. So nah, she's horrible, bro.
Yeah.
why are you asking me?
She's fucking horrendous, bro. Like, why you look like this?
Hey, Shannon, can I ask a really ignorant question? Is that going to come off on the pillow, or is that her skin color?
No. So what it says in the article, even though it says self-tanner in the title, it says that she goes to tanning beds multiple times a day.
But her head's way darker than the rest.
Yeah. So that may be like a bronzer, like makeup that she's putting on top of it. But then she also goes to a tanning salon.
I feel like
often.
You fuck her doggy style face into the pillow. You're getting a full black face on the pillow. On your pillow.
And my ex-girlfriend was like a half white, half Pakistani, British, but they do a lot of self-tanning. She puts tanner on a lot. It does get on your bed and pillow. Yeah, for sure.
That's
1,000%.
This is, by the way, I found her before the tanner.
She was cute. No, she's fucking cute.
That is not her, dude.
She's cute.
She's also skinnier there. Can we put, it's not.
Her shoulders
she's
are kind of broad. Dude, she went black and gained weight.
Nah, she's cuter. I don't know what she did. So she's trying to be like more attractive, but like.
She was cute there.
Yeah,
who is this chick? Are you just trashing some normal chick?
Yeah, I think
she's just got 800 followers. Like, what are we doing?
Comments.
Who is this chick?
She only has like 2,000 followers.
What are we doing?
You know, in her defense, this poor girl, that's the whitest she can be.
You're not that
her
dark.
Shirt says pumpkin spice.
You saw that too? Pops, everything white girls love.
Damn.
Yeah, who do you think her market is? Black dudes or white dudes?
Maybe. I don't know.
Somewhere in between, or wiggers.
Yeah, I'm into it. You like Jack Harlow, baby? Just think about Panic at the Disco.
Let's see this story. A woman loses her leg after getting caught in an airport travelator. 50-50 shot. She's hotter than this chick.
Airport travelator.
So here's a...
No! What? No.
Oh, my God.
I thought she was drinking a beverage. I was like, damn, she's chill.
I mean, she's doing the face you make when you stub your toe. Like,
yeah,
that's
what this is so much more worse, dude.
What the
Wait,
fuck?
How does this happen?
I mean, her leg is caught inside of it.
What the
Wait, how is there not more blood?
It's all below.
So based on this article, I believe what happened was they had to actually amputate her leg.
No,
there to get her to the hospital because her leg was just stuck in the machine. And then she went to one hospital initially and they're like, there's nothing we could do to reattach whatever's left of your leg. And then she was transported to another hospital where they are working on reattaching it.
Oh my God.
Yo, keep it real though. Her jeans got caught first and she didn't want to let her jeans come off, you think? And then her leg went with
it. No, her jeans look short. I think it's her. Look at the shoe. The shoes don't fit her toes.
What the fuck happened to her? How did she get caught in that travelator? How's that even a thing? Yeah, I mean, there's no way.
It's flat and it's so, just going straight. Like,
only a woman.
A Chinese woman. They can't drive or walk. No, I'm fucking her. I'm fucking her. Jesus.
Walk
bro.
Is also the name of her workplace.
And what she cooks in.
That's
what's up,
nigga.
That's what that was for you.
What, does it say how it happened, Shannon?
Yeah, she just tripped. It says like she tripped over.
She be tripping? Her
Princess be tripping?
She tripped over her bag, and then it got like her leg just got caught on the side. How? And then as it moved, it just pulled her leg just into it.
Lewis.
Oh my God.
When I'm traveling, I'm like, that. I'm the worst. I'm so like trying to dodge anxiety. Like if that happened to my woman, would you? I'd be upset. Like I'd be screaming. I'd be upset.
Oh,
would
you mean your girl? Would you?
Yeah, oh, wow. What a take!
Really? Yeah.
What a take!
No, no. But I mean, like, I'd be
a take, Negri.
Well, I mean, I'd be salty. Like, no, I mean, I'd be like literally like you delay.
I would break up with her right there because I wouldn't have to deal with that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He's also doggy style is gonna be like Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Did you see that movie, Midsommar?
I want to say yes, but I don't think I'm.
Horror movie. It's a good movie.
Midsommar. No.
And there's a scene. There's a scene in the movie where, like, the girl's already, like, a little bit fucking weird. Like, she's already, like, kind of annoying and dramatic, right? You could tell, like the guy, he wants to go on, like, a vacation with his boys, and the girl's just fucking being a chick, and he's just like...
He wants to go to Thailand.
Yeah, so then, like, you could tell he's kind of over her shit already. And then her sister is, like, fucked up in the head, and the girl's sister kills her parents and herself. So, like, in the next scene, like, she... Spoiler alert. Her whole family's dead. Uh-huh. And she's like losing her fucking mind. And I feel for the guy.
Yes.
Because I'm going, dude, he was already out.
Yes. So that's the whole, in the movie, he's checked out. And then this happens and he's like, fuck. I can't break up. Like,
oh, dude, I mean, I just like, and that's what that reminds me of. Like, I would just be like, if my girl got her leg caught in the thing, I'd be like, dude, I mean, how do I break up with her?
How do I find a reason that's
she has
not
no
the leg?
Leg, and I like my whole year of my life is this.
Yeah.
Her leg being mushed into a fucking thing, like I can't.
Me and my wife saw Midsommar, and I think we walked out to start talking about the movie, and I realized quickly we saw two very different movies. Yeah. Like, what do you think? I'm like, yeah, I mean, if she just wasn't a fucking cunt and asked him to go on vacation that whole time, she would have been fine. And she's like,
by
what?
Her.
She's like, you're on a trip without her?
Yes.
Dude, it was just...
After what she just went through?
I would literally, I'd be like, while she was there on the airport floor, like, I think I'm into trans women. Like, I don't know if this is going to work out.
Bobby Kelly had that joke back in the day where he was going to ask his chick to... Or I guess he did, right?
Oh, he was going
to... On a horse?
Don't marry him on a horse, yeah.
Yeah, on a horse. And then he was like... He ended up not... Yeah, he was going to do it. He was like, the idea was going to be on horseback. And he was going to give her the ring, you know, put on a ring at the sunset. And that was going to be that. And then he was like... ended up not doing it because he had this vision of her, the horse, bucking her off.
And her getting paralyzed.
Yeah, her being paralyzed. He's going to pull the ring off her finger before anybody saw her.
She was just, didn't you propose to me? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Doggy, just
that's
like
dreams.
God damn it, dude. Having like...
What would your excuse be? Like, you can't say because it's because of the leg. You have to think of something else.
I would act like I lost her in the airport and just, I was never turned around. I'm like, where'd you go? I'm like, I didn't see you, man.
You get onto the plane.
Yeah, I would.
I would stand at baggage claim for 3 hours crying, going, where is she?
I can't deal with her leg being crunched up in the travelator. I'm sorry.
That's an old street joke where the guy goes in. You know what I'm talking about? It's an old street joke. A guy's wife has a stroke, and the doctor comes in. He's got, I got good news and bad news. He goes, give me the bad news. Listen, your wife had a horrible stroke, but we saved her life. However, the stroke has left her paralyzed. It's left her unable to speak. All she can do is like this kind of like screeching sound. You're going to have to feed her baby food 3 times a day for the rest of her life, but we think she can live another 25, 30 years. It's also rendered her incontinent, so you're going to have to change your diapers every day. And the guy goes, oh my God, that's horrible. What's the good news? He goes, I'm fucking with you. She's dead.
Well, it's also what happened with, like, wasn't like, it was Terry Schiavo, right? Mm-hmm. Who was on the deathbed, and like they were like, bro, get rid of her. Like,
she was brain dead. Yeah.
Do you think she was still in there or no?
Who cares?
Yeah.
If I was brain dead, I would want my girl.
I would
want to
be gone.
1,000% pull the plug. I can't live.
What do you want to just be in the thing all? I don't want to be alone with my thoughts for 8 seconds.
Yeah.
I want to be.
I'm so scared of death.
I want to be rolled in front of a television and just fucking play Netflix, doggy. Let
yes.
me watch some shit. What's the difference?
I got too much pride, dude. I want to be amazing. You know, and I feel like if I'm a vegetable or like
it'll be amazing.
I can't be amazing or something.
Can't be
amazing. Or I can do less and be more amazing because I'm crippled. You know what I mean? Like,
well, no, you're brain dead. You're a vegetable.
Yeah, dude, if you were in a wheelchair, take you'd be a famous comic right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, I'll probably get more opportunities.
All right, we got to wrap
or
this one up.
Or you bitch about how clubs aren't accessible, even though you weren't booked there anyway.
I gotta wrap this one up. You guys are the shit. Go support these boys, the Doped Up and Dope Dying Comedy show. Head. Support them. Support their live shows. I will be back, or we will be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
Later.
That's all, folks.